Hi, this is Ida Bang, and you're listening to Dave Raven on the award-winning Raven and Blues.
Yes, what a way to start, opening the show from Chicago. That's Taronzo Cannon from the album which was released about 2 or 3 months ago called The Chicago Way, and that's called Bad Contract. Once again, a different show, a different acoustics. My name is Dave Raven, welcome to The Raven and the Blues, coming this week from a hotel on the banks of the Rhine, but in France, where every request is met with a shrug. On my way back from the 6th European Blues Challenge last weekend in Torrita di Siena in Italy, where every request was met with waving arms in the air. All good stuff. Okay. Where do we start? I was going to say the bad news. It is, in a sense, bad news. Red Butler representing the UK didn't win. They did a fabulous show and they made many, many friends, and I think they're going to be seen in lots of festivals around Europe, but didn't get in the top three. And the top three really took me by surprise, because I didn't expect any of the bands who got in the top three to actually get there, which just shows you how wrong I can be. Who was it that won? This band from Norway, from their album which they brought out a couple of years ago now. This is Erik Slimsal and the Southwest Swingers, and the winners of the 6th European Blues Challenge. Here they are with the King's Hotel.
Twice this cat named Mickey D had his pleasures with the king's lady. Curtains would fall on the secrets they had as the king messed him up real bad. Lot of shit going down at the king's hotel. This pack of thugs they actually thought snatched his realm without being caught. The plan was smashed into flames and hell's fire as the king had no plans to retire. Lot of shit going down at the king's hotel. King's hotel. Some find a heaven and some find hell. King's hotel. Some will be seeing the last farewell. King's hotel. Some low-life joker tried to steal his cash. The king will catch him after 25 years, and the king had no grace for the thief. Lot of shit going down at the king's hotel. King's hotel.
How good is that? Out of Norway, Erik Slimsal and the Southwest Swingers, and the track called King's Hotel, and they were the winner of the 6th European Blues Challenge from Torino di Siena in Italy last weekend. Kind of a sort of a serendipity way, or justice almost in a sense, because a year ago in Brussels, two areas bid for the privilege of having the challenge. One was the town of Hell in Norway beside Trondheim. You'd be welcome in hell was the slogan. And then Torino di Siena was the other in Italy, and Torito won. And this year, Norway not only won the Blues Challenge, but also won the right to hold it again in 2018. So it's going to be in Denmark next year and Norway the year after, and then bidding is on now for 2019 altogether. Mentioning Denmark, let's move to Denmark, a band who I listened to on the album which came out to commemorate the challenge. And I thought, yeah, that sounds quite nice, but didn't realise how good they were going to be. It's very much, strikes me a Paddy Milner in the UK, because it has tuba and everything else in the band. But here's Christian Blundgaard, who represented Denmark with Jumping in Copenhagen. Listening to The Raven and the Blues from Torito di Siena last week, you heard me open the show with Ida Bang out of Sweden, and she was representing Sweden, and sadly, as soon as I'd finished doing the show, Ida turned up. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues. You were representing Sweden, and how many people were involved in the challenge before? How many other bands did you have to beat to get to come here?
I think it was 19 bands that applied for the Swedish Blues mm-hmm. Challenge, and then they choose 5 to compete in Uddevalla in September.
Right.
Yeah, and we won.
Is this the first time you've gone outside to represent Sweden for any kind of challenge?
Yeah, sure. It's almost the first time we're playing outside of Sweden. We played in Denmark. I'm half Danish.
Okay.
So we played in Denmark last weekend in Copenhagen and Aarhus. And I was so happy about it, because I've been longing to play in Denmark for a long time.
But tell me about the band. It's very reminiscent of sort of the 1940s and 1950s, up-tempo and fun and things. It's not your typical 12-bar boogie blues band, is it?
We're actually sort of kind of everything. We play all different styles of blues, actually. And now we're going to try to show that tonight when we play tonight.
In 20 minutes.
Yes, in 20 minutes. So we have four totally different songs.
Right.
At least what I think.
But the track you chose for the sixth Challenge album, again, was a very up-tempo one. Was that a deliberate thing, or were you just sort of choosing within the time you had available?
Yeah, it was the time we had available, 3 minutes, 30 seconds.
It's not long.
But I think we would have chosen it anyway, so yeah, we like that song.
Would you say that, I mean, I'll find out when I see you tonight, would you say that that song represents the way the band sounds and feels?
Yeah, sure, yeah. We all love it. We really do. We enjoy play it. So yeah, I would say that's typical Ida Bang and Blue Tears song.
Tell me about the Blue Tears. I mean, it sounds like you are the front person and then there's some people behind you. You're musicians, but it's not. It's a band, isn't it, really?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we're a band, totally, yeah. We're five good friends that loves the blues. Yeah, and we started like 3 years ago almost. And but they've been playing blues themselves before we met, so we're actually, yeah, just a couple of friends that found out that we all love blues and put the band.
But also, you're wonderfully young, because the thing with so many blues bands is they're old people like me. But you're wonderfully young as well, which is to the good. Why the blues then for you? Why, of all the musical genres you could have hired, why did you go for the blues?
It was it came very naturally for me, because I grew up with it. My family listens a lot to blues and soul, so that's what I've been grown up to. Been listening to it since I was a little kid. And Bonnie Raitt is my favorite artist.
She's on this week's show as well.
Yeah. Okay, good. That feels good. Yeah, yeah, and that's just the kind of music that I like.
Ida, I wish you lots of luck with the Blue Tears again tonight. I hope you do really well. Not as well as England, but I would hope you do really well.
Thank
it's been
you.
A joy to meet you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Childhood games.
is so lovely. Her name is Ida Bang, not Ida Bang as I called her. My apologies, but she was such a lovely lady when I called her Ida Bang when she did a Station Ida, and she said, "Hello, it's Ida Bang." She's so sweet. Together with the Blue Tears from an EP they brought out last year, that's Living in the Past. And to me, she was one of my favourites on the Friday night, but sadly was not placed on the Saturday. Okay, let's stay there, though, shall we? And on the Saturday now, a band who really impressed me and the audience, but again, didn't come out winners or even in the top three. They're from Spain. It's Wax and Boogie is the name of the band. She is called Stairwax. I know, Ida Bang and Stairwax. And nevertheless, here they are with a track from an album which they brought out a couple of years ago now, something which you will recognise. So it's Wax and Boogie from Spain, and Bring It On Home to Me.
Yeah.
know you've heard it before, but isn't that lovely? Wax and Boogie. She is called Stairwax. She is fabulous. Look on YouTube for Wax and Boogie and you will see why I say that. And that is a track from their album from a couple of years ago, Every Night, and Bring It On Home to Me. That's a cover. Here's another cover. If we're looking ahead to who should represent the UK next year in Denmark, well, here's somebody who could do rather well. Her name is Kaz Hawkins. She's been on the show many times before. She's got a new album coming out later on this year called Feeling Good. Here is a track from it with another cover.
Slave. I don't want you, baby, working all day.
a voice, what a girl, what a great lady, what a different version as well, what a great band. Kaz Hawkins and the band, and the band of men seems to have disappeared. It's just become the Kaz Hawkins band now, and that's from a forthcoming album coming out in about 2 months' time, I think, called Feeling Good, and a very, very different take of I Just Want to Make Love to You, and she would be great representing the UK, I guess, at the next challenge in Horsens in Denmark in the spring of next year. Here's someone who's got a new album out, which we've played a couple of tracks from, and it's great. It's Ben Poole. The album is Time Has Come, and here is a track called You've Changed.
Remember the way we used to be, when everything fits so perfectly, and now it's getting colder by degrees, as I'm feeling you move away from me. Remember when I could do no wrong, you had the words to keep me feeling strong.
Ben Poole, and You've Changed. I'm sitting here, I think my eyes are almost closing. It's been The trouble with driving to Italy is it's a long drive, 1,200 miles altogether, roughly, with a few details along the way, but nevertheless, quite a long drive in a couple of days. That's a great album, though. Time Has Come. Ben is a very rocky guy, but on this album, he's really sort of relaxed and written some great songs, as has this next guy, too. It's amazing. It's already just sort of 3 months into the year. We've got so many great albums which have been released, because this one is so good. Sky Won't Fall, it's called. Stevie Nemo is the artist. Here he is with I'll Pray For You.
Close my eyes. Sometimes I find it hard, you know, to see the face of the man I was before. Should I lie? Should I hide from the truth way down inside? Should I run? Should I turn? Should I let my spirit burn? Should I cry? Should I lie? Should I stay right down and hide? Should I reach for the sky? Should I lay right down and die? Yeah, yeah. I'll pray for you if you want me to. But I know for sure, don't do no good. I love you so, I can't let go. I'll pray for you if you want me to. Tears in my eyes. And when I'm calling out to you, I know that you'll be there before the night is through. Should I lie? Should I hide from the truth way down inside? Should I run? Should I turn? Should I let my spirit burn? Should I cry? Should I lie? Should I stay right down and hide? Should I reach for the sky? Should I lay right down and die? Yeah, yeah.
It's a guy who's part of the Nemo Brothers, as well as a solo career of his own. Stevie Nemo is the album, is the name. The album is Sky One Fall, just been released. Probably one of the albums of the year, without a doubt, in the top five, and that's called I'll Pray For You. As well as DJs and musicians, there are people who are always around the music business, people like photographers. And I met up with one photographer who's been really making a name for himself in this last couple of years, because it's only in the last couple of years, really, that I've seen his work, and his work's very distinctive. And his name is John Bull, otherwise a Rocker Picks Photography. And I got hold of John, or caught up with John, at the Teresa de Siena Festival. And sort of the first question therefore had to be, you know, how did sort of John get involved in taking photographs of bands?
It sort of came from... I was photographing my son's band, is how it started, and I quite enjoyed doing it, and I started photographing friends of son's bands, and then I went to local clubs and met lots of people, and it kind of went, sort of spiralled from there, spiralled out of control, you might say.
But you have a distinctive... I take photographs, and I've been involved with photography for a while, but from the very beginning, your photographs had a different edge to them compared with everybody else's, didn't they?
They did. That was kind of deliberate, really. There are so many good photographers out there, and I can be in a photo pit with 20 guys in London, say, 20 really good photographers, and I decided I want to be different. I need to stand out. It's pointless taking pictures the same as everybody else. Mm. I wanted my own look, my own style, so that people say, oh, that's one of John's, I can tell it straight away. And I just carried on from there, really, and it sort of develops, really.
It's quite a crowded market, but you have made that style, and other people have endeavoured to copy you and gone too far in the other direction and things, haven't they?
I see a few people and I think, well, that's kind of mine, isn't it, really? Why didn't you put my name on it as well? But no, I suppose that's good, isn't it, really? I should be pleased, but I just want to be different.
I mean, you succeeded in that, and is that in... Obviously, it's by the way you frame the pictures too, but also then in the post-production part, is that right?
Yeah, the look is done post-production. The composition and everything is obviously unique to how people do it. And I use my own style. I don't really like cropping after. I tend to crop. Mm-hmm. I zoom and crop on stage.
So you're a Cartier-Bresson guy then?
But yeah, a lot of post-production stuff. So I can spend more time editing than I do taking the pictures, really. But I enjoy that as much, so I don't mind.
And I've been in the pit with you for the first time at this festival, and I actually haven't heard the rapid-fire machine gun shutter. Are you a single-shot person or a multiple-shot person?
I only have a single shot. Mm-hmm. And the longer I've been doing it, the more selective I am. Because if you come away from a night with 500 photos, then you're going to spend the next 4 or 5 hours going through them. So I'm a bit more selective now of what I do. And particularly here, there's like last night was 11 bands. I kind of know what I want before I get there, if you know what I mean. So I don't waste time taking hundreds of pictures. I take maybe 50 of what I want and then select from that. Otherwise, I just waste time.
I've seen most of your work from the Tuesday Night Music Club, which you attend virtually every Tuesday, I guess. And I've seen, I'm trying to phrase the word, a confidence growing in terms of you know what expect from the artists.
A lot of the artists I've seen at other venues maybe before, so I know what they do and how they look or how many of them on stage. So I do a bit of homework beforehand. Mm. And I've shot there so much, I kind of know all the best angles, really. And I know the lights, and I know what I want to do. So you can play around a bit more then. Once I've got the shots I want, I can experiment, maybe. So mm-hmm. You just keep it going, keep it fresh, maybe.
And I know you advertise, and so if people want to learn more about and see the photographs for a start, and then commission you as well, where's the website?
If they check my website, which is www.rockerpix.com, which is spelled R-O-C-K-R-P-I-X, rockerpix.com. Have a look on there.
There's a road in my mind that runs through my soul. I drive down, try to find memories new and
said you could see the light. Don't try and make me stop. There's a road I know.
There's a road I know.
In my mind where it goes.
Where it goes.
I can show it to you if you wanna see. Don't think about it, just be.
Is brand new. It's called Something Old and Something New, and it comes from Will Johns, and there's a track called Righteous Road. Lovely stuff indeed. Okay, time for two more tracks on the Raven and the Blues for this week. Let's go to the girls again, both new albums, and the first one was launched in the, I think it was the Cavern Club. No, not the Cavern Club, you stupid boy. The 100 Club in London about 2 weeks ago. That's Malaya Blue. The album is called Heartsick, and here is the title track.
Preacher man, girl, do what you can. Try to take some time, try to be divine. But you left me out, and you left me blue. All torn up,
gotta find your peace. That's what my mama said. Cause loving that man's gonna leave you for dead. But I'm a dog child who doesn't care less. I'm just a sucker for a hot and sticky mess. It went too quick and won't be gone. This love affair I've been holding on to, this time is up, enough's enough.
A long way in such a short time. Her name is Malia Blue, and that's also the name of the band, and that's the album which has just been released called Heartsick, and there is the title track. Okay, all the links to the artists are on the Raven and the Blues page, ravenblues.co.uk. As simple as that. There you can subscribe to get the download of the show every week, and also go back over 10 years of the programme, hear some of the guests and the interviews and all the rest of it. Let's close with a track from Jennifer Magnus and her brand new album Love Wins Again. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. I look forward to the same in about a week's time as well. I hope you can do it then. From me, Dave Raven, on the banks of the Rhine, on the French border with Germany. Have a great 7 days. Next week, I'm back in the studio, back home on the Thames. Jennifer Magnus, your house is burning. Bye-bye.
Get up. Your house is burning down. Somebody needs to fix some things around here before we burn down. Ground. Oh, get up. There ain't no time to waste. Somebody need to roll a sleeve up here and get to work before it's too late. Too late. Brother to brother and hand to hand. Starting to damn, wanna say it again. Woman to woman and skin to skin. Right here now is where we begin. Take it back. Got to try. Everywhere, better raise up, y'all, if you dare.
something to them, I'll say it again. Woman to woman and skin to skin, this is the day that we've been